Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. But, you know, I want to get this in. You know, we got a chance because it's so important, you know, not that, you know, this Time magazine just haunts me. You know, I had, anyway, so on the front cover is former President Bill Clinton. It says five ideas that are changing the world. And just to read you what they are, the first one is cell phones. The first thing he says is the five things that are changing the world. We're not talking about a little city somewhere. We're talking about a little nation. We're talking about the world. You can see CNBC saying, you know, it's a program that he's like the president of the world. His wife, our Secretary of State, is the most traveled Secretary of State in the history of America. How many countries, John?
I have no idea how many countries, but it's like 200, I think, that she's been around.
And they talk about, you know, that it's breaking down. What happens is controlling people can get to you now. You know, and one of the things we have on the VFN Torch, you know, and some of our highlights talking about imprinting India. And they're just, we're moving into the end time beast economy, guys. This is what's happened. And no, this is not AM radio. But, you know, we will move into those days. And it looks like everything is set up. It's just, will the people buy into what's going on here? And cell phones, you know, it just tracks you everywhere. It'll track you in your business, where you are in the building itself. You know, they have a little finder thing or whatever. And I just put mine on my dog and send him out for the community for a while. And he comes back after traveling the lands. And but 86 out of 100 now, 86% out of all the people in the world, 86%. Have a cell phone, they say. They're subscribed, have a subscription to a cell phone worldwide. And it's pretty common in areas that don't have infrastructure because instead of having all these big wires and burying lines, they just throw some towers and get out cell phones. You know, Haiti's got, that's one of the biggest companies probably in Haiti is a cell phone company. So the way that they can communicate to you, we just need to communicate. If we communicate, like Woodrow said, and how he thought Hitler, whatever his name is, Beelzebub, to communicate. We can communicate. I just need to communicate a little bit better to the people, and they'll understand why I'm messing them over and taking and destroying the Constitution. We'll move on to the next point. So Bill Clinton says, you know, as he's trying to rule the world, and, you know, at some point, the world's going to be broken up into 10 different districts, and it's going to have 10 different kings over each of those districts, where they call them governors or whatever, you know, and it's reportedly, you know, Perry Stone reports that China's already printed up the Amero now, which is when you talk about, you know, South America, Central America, and North America, which goes all the way, of course, to Canada, and you can see Russia from there,
No, you
did. No, well, I'm friends with him. Anyway, the so the one currency, and once you know, once whoever controls the money controls the vision. And so when you have a currency, and when you know China owns 40% of your economy, they're hurting right now, by the way, because they have to maintain a double digit growth rate. If they don't do that, then their citizens will revolt against the government because they don't like this government. And they already revolt. Matter of fact, one of the companies that makes the iPhone, they've already went on strike and started this rebellion.
Foxconn.
And some guy jumped off the top of the building and killed himself. And
oh, wow.
And the whole world, if you try to connect people based off of their nationality, based off their country, based off of anything other than the fact is it's a spiritual thing, you're gonna divide everything up. Realize right now, second heaven, Ephesians 6:12, powers, principalities, and spiritual wickedness are unfolding a strategy across this globe right now. And everybody who's walking outside of Jesus Christ, and even those that claim, some of those that are claiming to walk, I mean, clergy for Planned Parenthood, I mean, you know, for choice, come on, that's crazy. But that he's accomplishing his will, some of his will, and he wants to rule the world. And they're using the word like the cliff, 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 the cliff's coming, the cliff's coming. And in America, they're talking about, you know, we're going to have to, you know, pay Peter here in January because we put everything off. But prophetically, the Lord laid on my heart and several other people's heart was that we're, you know, we're hanging on the edge of a cliff. And my word was that God gave me that they're just seeing how close they get us to the cliff so the push is easier. But we could be pushed now. You know, and everybody's sleeping. And it makes you really think, you know, that, that maybe this is ordered because God will give a sleeping, slumbering spirit to people that have just turned their backs on him and don't have any intentions prior to discipline, you know, turning back to him. So we have to go through a time of captivity and struggle, like Josiah, then Jehoiakim, and then Zedekiah, the whole process of coming into a time. And then all of a sudden, you know, God frees his people when they cry out. And so there's a tension there. You know, you got to make sure, you know, what's happening here. I mean, this what God says is going to happen.
Regardless.
We always hoped it would be somewhere else. In some other generation. You know, it's like, we're too tired for this. And oh, my goodness. But the second thing he talks about is a healthy communities prosper. And they're talking about that AIDS, HIV has dropped dramatically and getting health care to different people, which is pretty cool that people are getting healthier. And but they're also, you have to understand, some of the ways they're doing this is through abortion, the day after type pills. They're doing it through ways that you wouldn't consider a godly way to be able to control a population. And then the big thing that anybody should really be asking the question is, why do you go to the African continent and do things in the African continent that you wouldn't do in your own continent, and you call that helping them?
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? You call that helping them. You know, you think, you know, helping them get abortions in Africa is going to help them out, you know, giving them forms of this or that, versus saying, how about helping them get a job? How about helping them build an economy? How about helping them have a life and dignity? And it, of course, throughout Africa there is areas, but a lot of the different areas that they're talking about, Malawi and maybe Zimbabwe, I can't name all the different areas that Somalia, they talk about the oppression, and it's like, why is, you know, taking my baby better for my community and my nation? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
If part of making you have a better world is taking my life out, I just don't, for some reason, I have an issue with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah. Definitely.
So you want to make your life better by ending my life. I just, you know, the one whose life's being taken is just not in agreement with that. I don't care what you say.
But that's, somebody said, there was President Reagan said that. She said, I noticed that everyone that's that is for abortion is presently alive right now.
Exactly right. And the ones against it don't yet have a voice. You know, don't even have a voice yet. And so the third thing he talks about is green energy equals good business. I'm like, come on, China's cranking out so much smog, you probably couldn't even, you know what I'm saying?
For real.
You know, and it's like, but it's another mechanism thing of, you know, talking about global warming and, you know, Mother Earth and all these different things. Yeah, and all that. Because the economies is, if you can get people to buy into like the commerce clause that we did in America, like in the 17-whatevers, the 1800s, then they've been using that to do all these different things since then. Well, if they can get the world to say something insignificant, such as, you know, we can, you know, tax, you know, carbons or something like that, people go, that's pretty good. And the next thing you know, they're taking your guns because you open up the authority of the United Nations to be able to tax you and to structure things. And it's just, don't give up your rights, you know? And hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that in original intent a little bit. But the fourth thing that he talks about that's changing the world is women rule. It's entitled Women Rule. Simply put, no society can truly flourish if it stifles the dreams and productivity of half its population. And he's talking about, you know, like Rwanda and different countries like that. But he says that in legislature, they talk about in statistics here, that one now of every five lawmakers, 20% are women in the parliament now. And he's talking about that that is a key to being able to change the world. And so women ruling. And the last one is, the fight for the future is now. And it says, you know, many of the world's greatest challenges today are simply modern manifestations of our oldest demons. He's like, yeah, men want to rule the world. And the truth is, the future has never had a big enough constituency. Those fighting for present gain almost always. It says those fighting for present gain almost always win out over those that are fighting for the future. See, we are in a pitch battle between the present array of resources and attitudes and the future struggling to be born. You hear that? It's like, oh my goodness, a pitch strategy. We're being pitched for one world government. We're being pitched for one world economy. Mm-hmm. We're being pitched. And he's saying things like, they let their, their faith in God get in the way. Mm. They let their confidence in the founding father's constitution of the United States that allowed you to be president and governor of Arkansas get in the way. Mm-hmm. You know, if you want to go to another country, you know, and you want to be, you know, over, you know, the United Nations, that's cool, but don't do away with our country.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? What's a shame? I mean, it's only been a few presidents, you know, and Jimmy Carter are going to try to sell us out. And it's like, we should have never hired you. If you're going to try to sell our country out, it's like, dude, you're supposed to represent us.
No, you're supposed to represent the world.
Yeah. Now the competition is like, oh, what was that 5.2%? I'd like the 6 billion. I want to roll the 6 billion. And so you're looking at them fueling this tensions. These things are being fueled that our president just said in an interview on CBS on Sunday that this is expected. These kind of tensions, you know, these are called bumps in the road. It says, no, it's called killed our ambassador in Libya. It's not a bump in the road. I mean, you know, by the way, if I'm dead because of something like that, even though they're saying it's a bump on the road, say, listen, he already told me he doesn't consider this a bump in the road.
Yeah, exactly.
He considers it murder, you know, that was wrong. And can you believe that? You know, we're not. It's just crazy.
All right.
A bump in the road. The Marines, 51 of our military is getting killed, and from friendly fire, people representing in Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. It's not a bump in the road. Fort Hood's not a bump in the road. A merger with the Muslim Brothers, not a bump in the road. Listen, if you don't like America, leave it, but don't destroy it.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's saying that you know, we are in a pitch battle between the present array of resources, in other words, the resources that we have, and the attitudes and the future struggling to be born. And he begins to talk about Cairo, Egypt. It's like it ended up being led by the Muslim Brotherhood. What is good about that?
Right.
They want to destroy. The first thing they did is run off the ambassador of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And wanting to break the peace treaties with Israel. And they want to destroy, the Muslim Brotherhood wants to wipe Israel off the face of the earth. There's nothing good about that. Mm. Bill Clinton, there's nothing good about that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And it will come back to haunt you. You know, you can't mess with God's people. You cannot mess with the apple of his eye. And the reason why this little piece of land and these little people seemingly have caused your world agenda so many issues is because you're not fighting against Israel. You're fighting against God. Your agenda is against God, and you won't win. You might get a few more stuff and things and power over some people, but in the end, you're going to face God and find out, my goodness, I was fighting against God. All that time I was fighting against God.
Yep.
So that's five things that the president, they call him president of the world, and I really believe that that would be one of their agendas, and to be able to be a part of some sort of ruling class for the world with George Soros. Because remember that when Chelsea Clinton got married, they stayed in George Soros's daughter's house. And George Soros is one of those couple guys that said that has together over $300 trillion that they can pull out of economy and crash at any moment.
Mm.
And that's who they're working this thing. They're not wanting to destroy the world. They're wanting to rule the world.
Well, it's interesting that one of the things is that about women, the fourth thing is that when women rule, He was just asked recently about Hillary Clinton running for office. He says, I believe that this president is going to win. But if Mitt Romney wins, he says that 2016, he says, you know, she spent 20 years, he said, 8 years in the White House, 6 years in the Senate. Now she's had 4 years as a Secretary of State. It's been a long 20 years, but there's nobody who'd be more qualified. And he really feels that she could be the President of the United States. And then he says, he's quoted as saying, she's really good at this. And she was doing it long before I was. He says, touching on the form of on her volunteer work, I'd like to spend the rest of my life working for her.
Well, he has pretty much since the beginning, right?
That's right.
Since the law firm.
Wow.
Very interesting. You look at the picture. Yeah. It's just like you look at the picture on the cover of Time magazine. It's like it's the most littlest world globe I've ever seen. Normally you see a world globe is huge and he's like cradling this thing like a baby.
Yeah.
You know, it's like that's eerie, man. That is just eerie. Sorry.
And the sad thing about it is true, you know, and that's what's in it appears to be in their minds and their hearts. And we'll talk more about that because we have a lot of stuff on that. But rest assured, lest the Lord changes things, you're going to see Hillary Clinton on the world stage and the national stage. And she has been working very hard ever since she chose William Jefferson Clinton when she left the Rodham Law Firm.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.